Hi friends, we are studying the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. This is chapter 11. Chapter 11 is on breakthrough in online communication. So we'll be discussing more about online communication and how what change it is bringing in. So as a learning objective, we get a quick overview of the digital advertising. We understand the opportunities and the challenges this digital advertising is throwing at us. We get acquainted with the advantage and limitations of online advertising. Know more about different types of online advertising, how various promotional tools are used online, so that's what we'll understand, and find out how revenue are generated, so the revenue generation approach to online advertisements and their pricing mechanism, etc. So essentially the last part may become very interesting. As you see, to introduce you a few online e-platform, e-retail platforms have been mentioned, and many more are entering. Lenskart.com, you see, for the spectacles and all. Thus, digital is not only the revolutionizing the way people shop, it even brings the conventional business to online. So even this, nobody thought of, spectacles can be obtained online. So you see how the change is happening, music delivery and all. So brand is also therefore transforming. The way the brand builds are also transforming on online. It is different way that the brand can be built. The facts before you is that government various initiatives, especially post 2014, lot of focus on digitalization. So even the digital, this thing has penetrated tier 2, tier 3 town. Even rural India is getting digital bandwidths, etc. Urban center is moving to so-called 5G. That is also happening, is about to happen. So this is a change which is coming thanks to the government bandwidth that it is giving. Social media, internet is enabling, and that conversation there is enabling purchase decisions, spread of product awareness also, and a purchase decisions. Brands are shifting also to digital media. You can see that a lot of spend is now going away from the print and the television towards the digital. And that is happening, though the statistical this thing is not available, but this change is also happening. Emphasis is shifting from being a data generator. Earlier, it was like, creating a data, just lead generation and all. But nowadays, digital offers a lot of real-time data about the consumer behavior. So now the focus is changing even to use the consumer behavior data, which is available to on your real-time, to influence the purchase decisions. So not only influence the purchase decision, decide about your media strategy, terminate one ineffective media and move that budget to the effective medium, etc. So a lot can happen. What is important for us to know is the way brands are built. That is changing. As you can see that brands are now built online by consumers. That's an underlining statement. Because once you release your communication, the control is no longer in you. The control is in the hands of consumers. They become your speakers and they become your spokesperson, etc. So you have to monitor what they talk about it. So there is a two-way communication that you have to really create and keep it in your favor. That's where. So this is what, as they say, that it is required that you join the communication, you guide the communication, you lead the conversations. If there is anything negatively happening, you get into control without sounding like a control, this thing, by providing facts, information, etc., so that people can rebuild their opinion and all. So that's what is a need, is to work with the consumers, so to build your brand. Online advertising is definitely moving. One aspect to recognize, there is a response mechanism. Online is creating that response mechanism. No more you just click order, now you click and feed your order. So even ordering, commercial transactions are happening. So that is where the advertising is moving, and it comes from an online companies as well as from the offline retailer. Now today, even offline retailers can use available online platforms. So Amazon has a platform which is, they are trying to get in a lot of rural and a lot of other people to move online and sell their products. So it is changing the way commerce is going to happen in future. So site selection tips, if one can get, is like a visitor to site must match your customer profile. So you must attract the right kind of a people to your site. Good viability and longevity, and the content on websites, etc., offers good longevity. So it may become viable if your product keeps moving. You don't have to create communication repeatedly. site content must match with the image of the organization. So the image that you have, you must choose your site appropriately. However, more and more e-retailers are coming in. That is not in your hand. Your product presence is there. They do not allow your brand to build, but their brand and the offer and the way they provide that platform of selection, comparison, etc. Your products tends to gain based on overall popularity that you have built otherwise. Site must have performed well. So you go to a site which is having a good consumer acceptance. So moving on, we understand the meaning of online advertising. Form of online advertising which uses an internet. So what is an online? We try to understand online advertising. It's a communication or an advertisement using the internet to deliver the marketing communication, so to the targeted customer for getting the desired response. So two-way aspect also comes in here, and internet is a medium through which you transmit your marketing message. Marketing strategies that involve the use of internet-based medium to get to the people, get the traffic onto your site, etc., influence and engage the target audience, deliver the message, trigger the response, is all the aspects of a online advertising. Online or the digital medium, as the case may be, acts as an information provider first, then they also act as a direct response mechanism also. Various options can be given to consumers to react to it, to reach out to you, whereby consumers engage. They just want to see your demonstration video, that's also fine. You want to consumers to react, so there is a aspect of ranking, liking, etc. You want communication to be shared, that is also possible. So two-way communication is today driving online advertising. So you release the first communication, but later you have to join and be with the people. They make your communication actually meaningful. That's what digital communication objective. So you have to have a set of objective aligned with the digital communication. You have a macro level marketing objective, then you have a media objective. Media objective covers various mediums, including the digital mediums. And for each of the medium, you may have a micro objectives to achieve. So for the digital communication, this may be for your set of digital communication objective, generating the awareness, which is of course there in any media, shaping the brand image, the brand attitudes, etc. Here there is more empathy, more emotions can be built in, more demonstration is possible. So you can even change attitude, generate trials. Yani you can attract people to trial by showing, you know, your product in a live environment, etc. And create a longevity of associations. If he subscribes to your newsletter, if he subscribes to your brand community, you are creating a longevity and he is connected to you. So out of these four, you decide what is your digital communication objective. So we understand this one by one. First task of any medium, first task that any marketing communication is to establish or to reinforce the awareness of the brand. So brand should remain in the evoke set every time consumer feels a need about it. So brand presence in the evoke set. Evoke set is, I have a need for a breakfast, Maggie or what it comes, cornflakes, Kellogg's. So that's what, you are in that evoke set. Enable other aspects of a collectively work, you know, in favor of your getting chosen by the consumers over competitors. So that's a critical fast that belongs to brand awareness. Besides different communication sets, you may consider using different vehicle also. So vehicle, we have understood something that takes you to your target customer. So online advertising, you can sponsor a content, you can sponsor the AdWord games, etc. You can create blogs, you can create viral and social media marketing. So you have various vehicle that takes you to your targeting customers. So that's another aspect. Shaping image and the brand attitude, so this is the second objective that we want to understand. Differentiation from the competition is always a marketing communication challenge. In online also that remains. You need to constantly therefore define, reinforce and change set of your association with your target customers. Your brand should constantly evolve and re-evolve reason why you think your target consumers should connect with you. You need to constantly therefore communicate in a manner that appeals to your target customers. So it is the best achieved by the brand side. So first is of course your brand side should match up, appeal should match up with the target customers who are going to come to your site. Online advertising, the way you do, the medium that you use, etc. Email marketing, that is also a powerful tool to reach out. Mobile marketing, that is entire communication comes in the palms of the users. And various online contests and or online interactiveness that you can offer. So that's how you change the brand attitude favorably. You come into not only consideration set, which is an awareness part, attitude should be there, you know, to use your brand, to do what you are suggesting, etc. Generating trials, the first challenge marketeers will always have is to make consumers try your product first. Even in the print era, that was remain a challenge. Sales promotion, in fact, targets this very often. So here the communication should attract and encourage the trial by the consumers. So two sets of consumers you need to attract. So for triggering the trial, you need to look at two types of consumers, sets of consumers, brand switchers. These are the consumers who often keep changing the brand. They want to try new brands. They are the one who are not fixed onto a particular brand. Consumers who have never tried your product. So you have to take away the competition customers to your side. Now for that, they should try you once. So these are the two sets of people. Mobile marketing, email marketing. So there are various media vehicle that we understood about digital needs to be used along with certain features that each media offers. So e-couponing or you get a promo code, etc. So those kind of a promotional listing tool also built into it to make them try your product. Creating loyalty, it's a long-term association that you need to form. Like in any other marketing, here also on the online communication, digital communication, one objective could be the creating loyalty. It involves influencing the consumer's behavior for a long term in your favor. So that is possible only if the consumer is satisfied and then commits to your brand. So satisfaction level needs to be encouraged, is always maintained. And they should commit themselves by experience with you, exchange with you is always fruitful to them. They get value for money. So that has to come out in your digital communication. Customer loyalty is also a cost saving strategy. So as we have understood in any other marketing, you don't have to spend time in searching and appealing them, acquiring them, making them repeat purchase. That's where the loyalty pays off. You constantly get a higher share of wallet. And not only that, you get a larger spend of customer over his lifetime. So that's the advantage of loyalty. Therefore, you must invest in it to reap the benefits. So digital communication facilitates that. So that also has to be your objective. So question comes, what are the advantages of any digital advertising? So these are the list in front of you. Targetability. So it is possible now to even micro segment and reach out to just the right user audience for you. Interactivity, it facilitates a interaction between the brand and the consumer. So it allows that interactivity. Tracking is possible. Entire journey of consumer is possible. He comes to your site, which are the page he visited, which are the pages spent good time, which are the spent pages he abandoned, you know, in a very quickly. So those are the aspects vis-a-vis whether it is on a social media or any other media, is a trackability. Even if the app that he has downloaded, the advertiser can track its usage, you are using, not using, accordingly the communication feed can be sent to you. Deliverability and flexibility, so how can you deliver and what are the flexibility you have in your delivery. Capture when they start, and so yeah, generally digital medium offers you an ability to capture the moment they start. Yeah, they leave a long footprint. You may be away from the advertiser, but the advertiser constantly knows that you are interacting, not interacting, etc. Increases the conversion rate. So that's another advantage, because emotion, demonstration, visible appeal, etc. All is possible in that, and therefore cost effective. It spreads across. So it gives you not only reach, gives you frequency, it gives you call to action, prompt conversion, etc. So as a result, the cost effectiveness of digital advertising is far superior, and therefore more and more people are moving towards that. So first aspect, let's understand targetability. I have briefly explained, it has a capacity to engage customers. So one is the engagement capability that the media offers, the digital advertising offers, the content, etc. Vis-a-vis It's connect with the target audience. Consumers are able to interact, they see your product, they buy your product online, etc. Knowledge about digital preferences will enable you to present an appropriate vehicle. So you remain present. If you know the consumer's digital footprint, what they like, what they dislike, what medium they use, what apps they use, etc., what part of it is used most, etc., then accordingly you can be present there. So that's what is an advantage. If you are professional and you want to advertise professional, then maybe it's a LinkedIn. But if you are a common mass appeal, then maybe the Facebook is all right or Instagram is all right. So you are able to reach out to that interested candidates at the right time by offering the frequency, or you keep coming again and again in front of him and all. So good targetability, interactivity. It's up to company who develop a communication to create that interactivity. They must offer a reason in there so consumers to connect with you. And offer should also be such that he has a multiple choices. So tracking, as I said, never before opportunity. They offer you so much of real-time data that you can really measure your appeal. You can really measure your media selection, etc. You can really measure viewers' interest and whether people are spending time with what you have created as a digital communication or advertising. So you get a complete idea about how the interaction is fructifying or not. So that's a trackability. It allows you to therefore decide what to invest, where to invest, where to shift your money from something which is not appealing, etc. So brands learn this through initially trial and error, then a lot of data when they gather, they start realizing what the consumers use most, and therefore they become then later on more effective. So the influence on the prospective customers become stronger and stronger. And if you are able to remain connected, means you have established your credence, and therefore customers want to come to you again and again. So that's on a tracking part, deliverability and flexibility. So how good you are able to deliver. So once marketer releases a message, it stays online till it is withdrawn. So now you see that deliverability has to take into account that it is forever there, 24/7, offers a convenience to the consumers. But as it happens, the tap vehicle to the message is left and the gate, but as soon as they are released, there are people who are willing to receive it. There are people who are willing to use it, etc. Also, message can be changed instantly. So you feel a need to change, you can withdraw the message, you can replace the message, and create that desired impact that you are looking out from the money that you spent. So it offers you not only the good deliverability, but flexibility also. In fact, it has a power that you can release one kind of message in certain areas, the other kind of message in other areas. You can see the impact, and then you can decide the changes required and all. So that's the deliverability and flexibility. Capture when they start. So when right from the journey go, a consumer starts looking out for the product, it is crucial that you start getting an impact on the consumer. So you come in front of them. That's where all this SEO marketing and banner ads and all come into play. Nowadays, the cookies and all, the moment you started searching something, whenever you go to the other sites, you start seeing those products around. So that's a power capture when they start. You want them to get familiar with your business, then you offer them more company information about the product, usage information, if it's a feature, the utility of the feature information. So that way you try to capture when they are considering a purchase. So they are in a consideration phase only. They are gathering information, but digital media and the power that it offers, you are able to start capturing them right from the word go. Then the conversion rate, as I have spoken, perhaps is one of the most noticeable benefit. It offers a good probability to convert large number of customers. The conversion rate in the newspaper or the television, etc., is far lesser. While here, because the digital communication is very engaging, offers an engagement opportunity, offers a choice of doing things to the consumers, etc., in some way or the other, they are able to engage, they are able to find the information, create the doubts, clear the doubts, exchange information, compare information, and then decide. So that's why the conversion rate on the digital advertising is seems to be on a higher side. When you invest in any online advertising or a marketing strategy, conversion rate, like conversion rate optimization, CRO, as you say, it increases the probability of conversion more in your favor. So digital platform, so-called, in brief, has a better conversion rate. Therefore, people are investing also in that. The cost effectiveness, so to say, one of the biggest benefit is it offers you cost effectiveness. Now, cost effectiveness need to seen not from the production or the release point of view, but its ability to reach out wide and far. So the offer of reach, offer of frequency, a better lead generation power due to engagement, longevity, and therefore acquiring, retaining, and getting the more out of the consumers. That way it is cost effective, so to say. Consumers, when they talk about it, when they refer to a friend, etc., that creates another set of conversion for you. So many digital marketers and advertising today methods are budget friendly. They help you to do the way you want. So cost per click, cost per successful conversions or whatever. So that's another way. Also, it becomes a cost effective for you as a advertiser. After understanding various advantages of digital advertising, let's understand the disadvantages. These are primarily four disadvantages. We will study one by one. Advertising fatigue, as they say. Currently, digital advertising is complementary form of advertising. They are together with the other form of advertising which is going on. People have watched your TVC, they have come to the printed also, they have seen you, they have heard you on a TV, a radio also, and they see you on the other formats also. They thus bypass, close or jump the ad. And now even in the digital, what happens? They have a choice, to run. Though the platforms have started auto-playing the videos and all, they have a choice to still skip your marketing communication. Customer exercises control, as is a digital media, and they can afford to ignore the ad because that's not the only purpose for which they are there. Most browsers have pop-up blockers, so that's also another issue which may be utilized by the consumers to prevent unwarranted pop-up coming in. So that's advertising fatigue, website downtime, slow speed of internet, broadband, so net connectivity are some of the issues which will increase the downtime, and therefore it puts off the consumer. He feels ke bhai, why is it taking so long? He fails to understand these are the other reasons. And therefore, considering that this is your limitation as a service provider, they try to abandon and jump to the other place. Consumers can use websites and other apps on the internet, but either their smartphone issues, then you may have a smartphone issues also when you are using a phone, how cluttered that is, how much RAM is utilized, etc. Again, Wi-Fi connectivity and experience there determines his experience with you. So expensive ad prices, now is the growing popularity. Pricing on the online also started coming and becoming exorbitant at times. The people and the platforms have devised a way to extract more. So they bring out a proposal which, as you more and effective your communication to be, more you need to pay. So various options that they offer you. But however, one single thread in that, it leads to the effectiveness, but then for that you have to pay more. These costs are dependent on the traffic that you garner on your site, the popularity of your site, the kind of visitors there to come in, the friendliness that you offer in terms of navigation on the site, etc. So rigid packages earlier, which is like pay-per-click, etc., can be fatal if not productive. So therefore, more flexible the packet, but ultimately it extracts more money from your pocket. That's also a fact of life. Too many options. Again, plenty of ways in which one can advertise even on the digital field. This makes the task very difficult. So where to invest becomes a question, and will that investment yield you the desired result? Despite the real-time data and the flexibility to kind of discontinue one medium, move to the other medium, but all this takes some time, which may impact your advertising effectiveness, which may not yield you the desired marketing objective. So evaluating channels like a social media, private directories, etc., nature of ad banner, then all these things really need experience, past similar exposure, etc., before the media planner can connect you. Your experience with that kind of a thing also matters. So there are a lot of variables that makes the thing not only difficult, and many mediums have now proliferated. You know, they come to you to offer various services. So we have understood almost four types of disadvantage of a digital advertising. So now we come to understand, quick understanding, and it's not that we need to get too deeper, but the digital and conventional marketing space, as you see that this example of P&G shifting the budget is just an indicative. Most companies are doing it. There are reservations also being expressed about moving completely to digital. Can digital be a primary instead of a complementary medium? That's a big question that people are raising. What is important is the last point. The digital brand is meeting consumers directly. Relationship gets developed. So what is important is the relationship development still remains common between digital and conventional marketing. Relationship gets strengthened based on experience. So relationship is a result of experience. Now experience has to be again consistent every time when he uses you. He must get that desired experience being fulfilled. So the question comes, do you know the expectation? Can you know the expectation of so many consumers whom you have not even seen, you know, virtually also? So online experiences either should have some way to enhance the feeling, should have a way to give you a feedback. You should be having an ability to listen to what consumers are doing, etc. So that aspect is very critical, like in the conventional also. Brandscape, while in the conventional, the physical scape or, you know, physical evidence which was mattering, here the brandscape matters. Brand should communicate effectively differently so that there is an overall sync with what brand images that you have versus the profile fields that, brand is still maintaining that image. In digital marketing, communication to the feedback stage is important. While in the earlier conventional, this thing, feedback often used to get ignored, or there were no tools or the mechanism at that point of time. While in digital, it offers you quick feedback also. So you need to really close the loop. That's one important thing. Continue to understand the difference between traditional and digital advertising. Fundamental difference lies in the process by which the observer of the advertisements can translate their interest into action. So on the web, if you like the ad, you can click and go forward. So what it is trying to tell you, it's a way the consumers, you can make him engage with you. In the online, though your advertisement is coming in front of him, but it depends whether consumer bypasses it or takes the action. So what is that you're communicating quickly? What is that you are offering him to engage with you? That matters a lot. So the delay between observing the advertisement, registering interest and all, in the conventional, you see the newspaper, you may 2-3 times see, then you register, then you recall, etc. So that multiple frequency is a result of that, etc., which is taking time. While in the digital, the difference is that that time is reduced to few seconds. You can immediately create attention, interest, etc. So that's possible. So after understanding the difference between traditional and digital media, let's understand the similarity between the two. So similarity, one aspect is the alignment between the medium, the message that you have, the media vehicle that you choose, the target audience you choose to reach out to, etc. That alignment has to be there. So you must know who's your target audience, is media behavior, and then you choose your media vehicle appropriately. So that remains a challenge. Rather than spending on popular sites, so again a question of concentration or dispersion remains. So whether you want to go to a specific digital site or digital tool, use extensively and invest in that, or you want to disperse on multiple options available to get onto various types of segments, etc. So that is also a challenge which remains as a similarity between the two. Third will be creativity will always be as important. Creativity was always said to be important in the print and the other conventional media, traditional media. Same is here in the digital also. And you need reasons to engage. Reason to engage is the only important reason that was needed also in the traditional media, and same is required in the virtual world as well. So we understood various aspects of similarity between the traditional and the digital advertising. So we move on to now understand types of online advertising. So you have a list in front of you, which is about 8 different types of online advertising, as we will be covering them one by one. So I am not getting into giving you a brief introduction. We straight away move to take them one by one. So website is the first one. You know that what we are talking about is a corporate website. So website by Gillette Company on its own, ITC on its own, or Taj Palace Hotel, their own websites. So these are the sites which are very brand specific and they serve the related information. They provide you comprehensive idea. A brand site can be used to not only communicate information, attract target groups, enable interaction. So they are the bots and the forms to submit, etc. So this happens between various stakeholders. Collect relevant data about the consumer. So when you go to submit certain things, they ask you about your name, first name, second, last name, the telephone, email, etc. So they try to get you that. They encourage you subscribe to their newsletter so that you have a continuous update available. So website has become more dynamic today. The bots are there who provide you easy to offer quick solutions to your certain queries or problems, etc. So new concept of microsite, which acts as a landing page. So for various offers and promotions, etc., you create a microsite, and every other digital media drives ultimately the person to that particular microsite, which generates you to get the leads and all, or fulfillment. So there are certain things that you have promised to the customer. Customers, when touches your microsite, he can either download a free ebook, or you have given certain manual or certain aspects available to consumers. He can download the brochure, as the case may be. So microsite is also a powerful thing. Websites helps you to communicate with the new as well as the existing customer equally well. It can facilitate. So website enables you to live demonstration, information, comparison, promotions offer in a very attractive way, encourage trial, etc. All this under the maintaining the brand saliency, not to impact brand adversely, and achieving your marketing and the overall advertising communication objects. So corporate website, which is specifically that we are trying to mention out here, has evolved from a very simple medium to just provide an information. Today it has become a tool for providing information, attracting target customers, prospecting, and then lead finalization, so lead development, so to say, etc., promote products, engage, create community, engage with the target customers. So various things have been facilitated by very powerful corporate websites. There are websites which present the basic information and starting from just giving you brochure, etc. And there are websites like Nestle, and if you go, they have various brand communities. So they create communities, causes for which people come together and attract, like HUL, Save Water. Now, there also you see millions of people being linked to it. And so you see the power that the corporate website can offer to remain connected, engaged with the target group of people. Second is a search engine optimization, SEO, as it is known as. What is it, Yanem? So, websites are lying virtually. They are there on a virtual platform. There is a searcher who wants to know something about some product or a service. He may not know you directly, but he has a need for certain product or a services. So, he gets into the search. Now, to support him, there are those search engines have been working. They have developed themselves to be a kind of a powerful tool that crawls through various websites, understands the friendliness and various such aspects, and accordingly ranks them. So when it is ranked, when you are searched, depending on the ranking, you come on the top or you are trailing behind. So that happens in terms of your ranking. So generating traffic on your platform or a website is very critical, which is possible only if you have search engine optimized. Online platform needs to pull traffic and towards them when they search. So when they search, you should come in front of them. So this is known as a search engine optimization. When you do this practice, likelihood of your site coming on an early stage in front of the consumer's eyes is very high. So www service providers have their crawlers. They search all the information, they index the information. So when consumer searches it using those keywords, if they match with the keywords that you are trying to look for, then the search engines will connect two of you. Search engine optimization helps you to come at a higher up. So that is what I have mentioned, that better your optimization is, the likelihood that you will come under the top 10 or like that. So that customer has a first and direct view about you. So third is the online advertising, including AdWord games, etc. So you do an online advertising. There's a concept of advertising AdWord games. So we will try to understand that any paid form of commercial messages, any paid form of commercial messages on any specific rented spaces available on online media, any specific rented space, please understand. So that's what online advertising is all about. It could be the banner advertisement, what you see in the right, on the top, etc. So first is the banner, second is the search engine advertising. So search engine advertising means when you go to Google and you search for, say, shopping mall, so it gets a listing, or say I want to do marketing program, so it gets a listing. So on the top you get something called ad, and then the, so this is a paid public placement. On the right you see some of the ads, etc. So there are various search engine optimized advertisement placements are there which you can utilize. Online events and webinars, etc. So you create some online event or participate in online event, or you create webinar, call participants to come. Viral marketing is another form of online advertising, wherein you create a content which will be liked by people and they will circulate among themselves. So you see large number of people, so that's a viral marketing. So just to give you a better idea, the banner ads, as the word describes, is a specific layout, vertical or horizontal or a square, that appears either on the top or the side of the web screen or the computer screen when you reach out to a website. It's a graphic link to the advertiser. So it is not only merely the advertisements, but when you go over there, you can see that, you know, you are able to link it. So when you click on it, it takes you to the relevant site of the advertiser where you get more and better information. Now the tracking technologies and all enables you to know the hit rates, the success rate, etc. of your banner advertisements and all. Vertical banners are also there. They are known as the skyscrapers. Otherwise, it's just a horizontal banner. In that you can have your logos, offers, graphics, or today animation, GIF is also possible. So this is how the banner ad becomes more effective. So golden rule, as they say, the keep the banner very simple. You cannot have every information. Have the core information that you think will drive the customers to look for you. Okay. So logos and brand names, etc., facilitates recall. So give space to that. Larger size, so less of word and more of a impacting communication should be there. Your offer should be upfront. So these are some of the rule, as they say. Human face always attracts better attention. So try to see if you can include that. There are types of banner ads, pop-ups and pop-under. When you access a website, small window appears carrying an ad, which windows are called pop-up ads. So you reached out something and you just started seeing it and one pop-up comes in. So that's a pop-up ad. Pop-under is like when you refer to the site and you are about to exit and then suddenly some communication appears. So that's a pop-under kind of thing. So that's a interstitial ads, again form of a pop-up ads. They also may happen either when you log in or they happen when you log out. Okay, so that's another type of interstitial ad, wherein there is a possibility of different nature vis-a-vis the banner. Banner ad is more static, while interstitial ads are can be dynamic in nature. Okay, you have in the pop-up and pop-under, the moment you move out or you go to the next step, they disappear. While the interstitial ads, you don't have that choice. They force upon you. So you have to close that to move forward. So that's only another differentiation of that. So the surety of your being noticed, message being noticed is high. This is just one example, the banner ad, as you can see. There are some of the banner ads you can see. And these are interstitial ads. And I am visiting one website, but this is something which has just come in before. So I have to physically cross this to close it. While this is not the case here, I can ignore. So that's what the difference is between the banner and the interstitial ads. Pop ads. Again, this is pop-up ads. But here you see there is no cross, and the moment I will go somewhere else, it will disappear. While these are those interstitial ads, pop under, it comes when I am visiting or I am exiting the thing, this message is shown. So that is pop under. Thank you.